This is the final hour of Chase, Willie, and D-Mace. 102.5 The Game, 106.3, and the Game Nashville app. Willie Donick, Derek Mason over here at Barrel House. Bridgestone Arena, the Predators and the Islanders tonight. New York coming in at 11-6, one of the top five teams in the NHL thus far on the season. Nashville, the third game on this homestand, a stretch of 8 out of 9 here in Smashville, trying to make up some ground. They've won the first two. Back-to-back 2-1 wins. Tough test tonight against the Islanders, and it's a really good goaltender matchup tonight. UC Saros, who's had two excellent games against Ilya Sorokin, who has played lights out for the Islanders so far this year. So a pretty good goaltender's duel on paper. So here's what we want to do. We want to get the text line going tonight. It's a big night in Nashville sports. You got the Titans up in Lambeau, Predators and Islanders. So we want to get some texts going. Ask D-Mace some stuff. Look, we've been talking about this game all week for the Titans and the Packers. So the hay's in the barn, man. That's what I'm thinking. We know who's out. We just heard Michelle's update, who they ruled out yesterday. The Titans, as usual, going in with some banged-up players, some guys not available. We'll see how they do against Aaron Rodgers and company. We want to hear what you have to say. 615-737-1025. You can call, or you can go old school on the text line. It's all driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. We even had some fun about soundtracks last hour. Top Gun and then The Bodyguard, the 30-year anniversary of the Bodyguard soundtrack. And then we got a little music going. So here was a text that is wrapped around from last hour, Mace.
Uh-huh.
D-Mace, because you were touting Whitney Houston's voice, and I can't argue with you. Maybe the greatest of all time. D-Mace, how about the male voice? Luther Vandross.
And listen, there's two things that was always played in my house. One, obviously, was Whitney Houston when I was growing up. And Luther Vandross. Those were two staples in my parents' household that would get played every weekend. So when you're talking about Luther, man, to me, you're talking about the greatest male singer of all time. There's nobody, and I mean nobody. His voice is so distinct. It's one of those voices that you will never forget, like ever. So I love some Luther. I mean,
now how about this from Mike on our text line? Whitney had a stellar voice. Her material, little hit and miss. No one over 12 listened to the Top Gun soundtrack. Come on, man. Nick played it. He's you know, come on.
But I don't think if he wasn't, you know, doing a show with us and he said we was doing with Jared or somebody, he probably wouldn't have pulled out the Top Gun soundtrack.
Come on. Don't rail my Top Gun.
We kind of help Nick out a little bit when it comes to the music. Yeah. He's getting a lot better, though.
He's coming on.
Yeah, he's getting a lot better, man.
All right. How about this? Chris in Nashville texted, hey, D-Mace, given all our injuries, mm-hmm. how are we going to handle this Watson kid from Green Bay? Christian Watson is the guy that really did come on the scene. Teron has done a great job this week, sort of given his background, mm-hmm. how he sort of was on everybody's radar during the combine, and he's just now sort of coming into his own. He's missed some games, but he had the 3 touchdowns against the Cowboys, a big comeback win. I do think he's going to be very much in the spotlight tonight.
He could be if the Titans allow him to be. Listen, this is not one of those deals where, you know, we need to be overly concerned about Watson. He had 107 yards last week, which brings his total up to 195 yards. So what does that tell you? I mean, he has 3 touchdowns. Before last week, how many touchdowns did he have?
That would be 0.
0. So I'm not saying that, you know, you totally disregard what the kid did last week, but I'm not going to sit here and game plan my secondary for this one guy. What I'm going to do is, listen, just play the type of defense we've been playing in the secondary, and everything will be fine. Don't give up big plays, because that's what it seems like the Green Bay Packers are looking for. That helps jumpstart their passing game when they have these big plays. If the Titans can limit the big plays, they need to be worried more about Lazard and those guys than solely Watson. Now, listen, the kid had a good game last week. Can't take that away from him. You don't want him to duplicate what he did last week. You don't want him to gain confidence in the game, considering what he did last week. So, but I am confident the Titans secondary and their defense will get the job done, and he won't have, well, let's hope he doesn't have a repeat of last week.
Tom from Clarksville. Titans will win tonight on a field goal by Josh Lambeau at Lambeau.
Well, that'd be great. It's about ironic, wouldn't it?
What a script that would be.
Exactly.
Has Josh Lambeau ever kicked at Lambeau? That's a fair question. I don't know the answer to that.
Wins the game at Lambeau after he replaced Bullock.
Bullock is a no-go for those that did not see this. Yes, the game is on CBS tonight. We had to tackle that earlier. I was asking that question, but yes, when the game is involves a local team, in this case the Titans, it is available on regular TV because this is one of those Amazon Prime games. Mm-hmm. So you'll get the feed on CBS tonight. Hey, D-Mace. Oh, wait, I already got that one. Now let's go to Gover. How about this? Voices that compare to Whitney. This is on our text line, driven by WilsonCaddyHyundai.com. Christina Aguilera, he agrees with you.
I said that.
Ariana Grande.
Nah.
I wouldn't put her in the same class. She's good.
She's good, but nah.
Jessie J.
Nah.
Four, end of list. So he's got three.
No. Whitney.
So you're with them on Christina.
Yeah, Christina Aguilera, yeah.
The other two, no.
No, I'm not saying the other two are not good singers, so they are. The other two females, they are really good singers, but there's a difference between really good singers and once-in-a-lifetime singers. And Whitney Houston is a once-in-a-lifetime singer.
We're just having fun. We're answering texts
today,
and it could be on music. It could be on the Titans game tonight. It could be on the Preds game tonight. It's a big night in Nashville sports. We want to hear from you. 615-737-1025. Chip from Mount Juliet joins in and says, Christian Watson, has been healthy one game this year. He's got to prove that he can stay on the field before everyone anoints him as a superstar. I am curious because the Titans, the way they have played defense, this is one of our themes this week. They've been so good at taking away the other team's running game. And then when they do that, they seem to focus on the best target. They did a really good job on Terry McLaurin in the Washington game. They did a good job on Devontae Adams when the Raiders were coming through. They contained Pittman, I think, pretty well. But I wonder who they choose, right? With Watson having the big game, I wonder if that changes their scouting report at all. Or it would be more like Lazard, who's not a dominant receiver. But it's still sometimes, I think, when you sort of dictate where the ball is going to go. I remember a long time ago, Mace, there was I thought that the Titans did a pretty good job of that. They almost have, like, Denard Walker cover one of the threats, and then they would put Samari Roll, the best corner, on the best wide receiver, and even roll the coverage that way. And they knew Denard Walker was going to get picked on, but they also knew he was good enough to stop, say, the second wide receiver. Said, okay, you want to challenge him one-on-one? We're going to win that battle over time. So it's an interesting tactic by a defense.
Well, you see defenses using it. You know, listen, we are going to force the quarterback to look for other options, especially like in the case of Adams. You knew that he was getting huge percentages. He was getting a huge percent of the targets. So when you concentrate on that and that player, it sort of throws things off just a little bit because the guy that the quarterback was looking for and he's looking for all the time, and we all are creatures of habits. It just happens. When he dropped back, his first look is to his number one receiver. Well, if you got him tangled up, if you got the coverage on him, now I got to go to my 2 and 3. Well, I'm not comfortable two or three as much as I would my number one. And the Titans have been really good this season. You've seen other coaches do it. I mean, Bill Belichick does it all the time, where he takes away your number one guy and force you to throw it to somebody else, which you don't have that rapport with or you don't have that consistency with. Now, here's the problem with it. Here's the good thing about the Titans. They don't have to concentrate on one person. They just can't let Rodgers get into a rhythm. They can't let him get into a rhythm. They can't just say, well, I'm taking away this one guy. They gotta play their defense in the secondary so that he doesn't get into a rhythm. And what helps is Jeffrey Simmons being back. Now Jeffrey pushes the pocket in the middle. You got Danico Autry, you got T.L. Tart, you got the Weaver. Those guys are pushing a pocket. Now it throws Rodgers off, and he can't get comfortable with what he's doing in the passing game. So they don't have a number one guy, Green Bay, but they do have a elite quarterback, and you can't allow that elite quarterback to get comfortable with what he's doing.
If he gets comfortable, this could be
a long night.
Tough night. All right, we're taking your text, 615-737-1025. You got the Titans and the Preds in action tonight. Fire away with your text. And if you want to have some fun, we're talking soundtracks. We got another soundtrack that a guy wants to bring to the table from back in the day. And you will be surprised who he's bringing in there. But let me start it off by telling you about QC Kinetics. They do a tremendous job. For those of you that have had some joint pain, and maybe the traditional methods, maybe just some simple PT, maybe you've even had a surgery, maybe you've had a steroid shot. You just can't shake the joint pain, and it's hampering your ability to do the things you love to do. Well, check out QC Kinetics. They've been fantastic with regenerative medicine, and it's now a place where they have three different locations in our listening area, Nashville, Clarksville, and in Murfreesboro now. And this is the kind of stuff, the treatments that have not been available to anybody but the world-class athletes until very recently, but QC Kinetics has brought them to our listening area. The tissue in your joint can be repaired and restored with these regenerative treatments, and they give you the pain-free movement that you're looking for. And then you're back on the court. You're back on the field. And listen, this is no drugs, no steroids, no downtime, no surgery. So if you've got the pain from arthritis or any other kind of injury, knees, hips, back, shoulders, call QC Kinetics. Get the free consultation. Appointments are available as soon as next week. 615-249-4024. That's 615-249-4024. That's 615-249-4024 for QC Kinetic. Moving through fast on the final hour. Got a lot of great texts and calls coming your way. We're just throwing it out to you. We got two big games tonight. Predators and the Islanders, and you've got the Titans and the Pack. I know a lot of people are going to be sitting in front of the TVs, flipping around, watching the local teams go at it tonight. Big games. 615-737-1025. Call or text, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. We also got going on soundtracks and great voices from the past. And how about this one, D-Mace?
Mm-hmm.
Troy, not Tony, from Murfreesboro saying, what about the Cocktail soundtrack from the 80s? Underrated. Bobby McFerrin, Don't Worry, Be Happy.
Ah, don't worry. That was a huge song.
That was a huge song, and that
and
is a
song. It was a simple song.
It's also a song that, let's be honest, if it gets in your head,
you can't forget.
You can't get out of your head. It's going to be in your head for a long time. There's also McFerrin Drive in East Nashville, and it's one of those lights where if you miss the light and you get stuck, you're going to be there for a while. And it always, I was like, oh, I got stuck on McFerrin again. I missed the light. Because usually you hit it. It's one of those side streets, so it's annoying. Because you're like, wait, why do they have a light here? But every time I see McFerrin, I automatically
think
of song? That song gets in my head. Then I got it in my head for the rest of the day. All right. So I hope I don't miss that light anytime soon. All right. Thank you, Troy. Yeah, Cocktail. It's got some good. It's got the Fabulous Thunderbirds in there, and that movie. Not a great movie, but it's got Elizabeth Shue in there. That is one of my teenage crushes.
Ooh,
teenage from back in the day.
That's Elizabeth the only reason you watched
Shue.
It.
Yeah, from the Karate. Remember Karate Kid?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh yeah. 615-737-1025. Brian has this one. Do you guys think Forsberg is a top 10 forward in the NHL? He gets a lot of local love, but not too much nationally. But is the type of dominant player that you know is who it is the second he touches the puck. He reminds me very much of Evgeny Malkin in his prime. I think he is a top 10 forward. I would say, and remember, Derek, we talked about this a lot throughout the summer as they were trying to nail down the new contract for Philip Forsberg and what he was worth. I don't think he's top 10. I've always said he's a star.
Uh-huh.
He's not a superstar, but obviously
does he have superstar potential?
That's the question, is does he have another level to his game? Uh-huh. He had a great year last season. They need him to be a star. Don't you think? I mean, You take a look.
No, they need all those
guys. They've got to have him play well.
They have to. I mean, whether it's him, Duchesne, those guys, and obviously Yossi, but he has been playing well. He's picked up his game. But they need all those guys to play well. You see what happened last year when those guys played well and they still, you know, got ousted in the first round of the playoffs. And you could say a lot of it had to, you know, it was Colorado and you were missing your goalie. But you had those guys have career years and, you know, they still, you know, got in the playoffs, barely made it to the playoffs, however you want it, but they still got ousted in the first round. Well, they're going to have those guys step up once again, but they're going to need their secondary guys as well, their role guys, to have a bigger impact on games moving forward. They're just going to have to, because everybody knows who their marquee guys are, and they're going to try to do whatever they need to do to take them out of the game. That's where your secondary guys, your role players, they got to step up.
Matthew in Nashville. How hard will Willie celebrate if Vanderbilt snaps their 8-game losing streak to Florida on Saturday? I think that goes without saying. There will be some celebration in the Donick House.
Willie will be celebrating hard. I will be, too, because they're my silly underdog pick.
Oh,
but you will be celebrating hard.
And I am going to be sending texts your way, Derek. If it happens, I'll be preparing for the Predators game that night. Mm-hmm. They got the Tampa Bay Lightning in town, but I will be watching. And I can remember 8 years ago, I was on my first road trip as the Predators announcer. It was a long road trip. We get to New Jersey. We're on a long flight, flying to New Jersey. Vanderbilt's playing Florida at Florida. Uh-huh. James Franklin, the coach. It's homecoming for Florida, mm-hmm. which it often is when Vanderbilt comes to town.
Yes.
Vanderbilt took it to him, took him to the woodshed. Uh-huh. Problem was, I get off the plane, I'm watching the end of the game, it's exciting, and I'm not feeling well. I got mono.
Oh.
I didn't know it at the time, but I was like, man, I feel terrible. I couldn't celebrate. Uh-huh. But it was fun. That's the last time Vanderbilt beat Florida.
Until this weekend.
You would not believe how empty that stadium got on homecoming because they couldn't believe they were losing to Vanderbilt. Everybody just left. By the end of the game,
too.
There was nobody there.
I'd have left, too.
Yeah.
Like, you spoiled my party for later on.
Florida does not like losing to Vanderbilt. I can tell you right now. They are about
Kentucky don't mind.
But being a guy that went to high school in Florida, uh-huh. I love teasing my buddies when Vanderbilt does beat them, the rare time that it has happened. Hopefully, it'll happen again here on Saturday. Okay. If Josh Lambeau, this is Jack from Dixon on our text line. Uh-huh. If Josh Lambeau kicks the game-winning field goal at Lambeau, he has to drive back to Nashville in a Lamborghini.
No, if man. It's snowing.
Dad humor right there.
I don't know if you want to take that long drive in a Lamborghini. That might not be a comfortable drive. You'd be going fast, but that's not a comfortable drive.
Snow tires.
Yeah, you better get your snow tires. you better have your pillow on that seat or something, because that's not a comfortable drive.
All right, let's get to Ben on our phone line here. Ben, welcome to the show. You're on 102.5 The Game.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Great.
So my question is concerning the Packers and Titans game. Aaron Rodgers said for the first time that he felt like he was getting the ball where he wanted to. Do you think the Titans have that ability to disrupt that? And then my second question is, since I've never been to an NHL game, what's the best part about going to a Predators game?
Ooh, good questions. Good questions, Ben. Thanks for the call. You know, I think that's what we're all curious to see, because Rodgers, well, I think we were all sort of dumbfounded when they were losing to the teams they were losing to, and his passing numbers, we were like, what is going on here? I think you start believing in the Titans defense will give themselves a chance and not let him go wild tonight. I like the fact that Simmons is back in there. Mm-hmm. I think, if I'm not mistaken, Fulton will be back in there tonight. That should help a little bit, contain them. So I've come to not doubt the Titans defensively.
Yeah, I think they've played at a level, at a consistent level defensively, that warrants them to be one of the better defenses in the National Football League. So you can never underestimate, you know, what the Titans are able to do. You know, we saw what they were able to do against the Chiefs. Granted, Mahomes threw for 4 billion yards, but they only ended up with 20 points, you know. So you can do all of that you want to, but if it doesn't amount to many points, then that's what we're looking for. Because at the end of the day, do I have more points than you or not? That's all that matters. And this defense has been lights out. And without this defense playing the way they have been playing, I know for sure the Titans are not in a position that they're in right now. Sitting at 7-3, 7-3 or 6-3,
6-3.
But yeah, I think this defense can do enough to take away some of the things that Green Bay wants to do. And like the caller said, last week you heard it out of Rodgers' mouth. That was the first week that he felt comfortable throwing a football, and he placed the football just about everywhere he wanted to.
If they can contain the running game and not give up any big plays, cheap plays in the passing game, I like their chances of not giving up a lot of points, forcing them to pass 10 yards at a time. That's their formula for success. I like that. As far as this question about Smashville, we got to get him to a game, first of all. Yeah. Would you agree? Way better in person.
Oh, yeah.
When you see it live. So worth coming down. Just you'll see it. It's just different.
It's the atmosphere. Person.
The atmosphere is great. The roar when there's a big hit or the roar of a big goal, it is just outstanding. And then on top of it, the chanting that 303 does and things like that. I think we got to get this guy to a game.
Got to get him to a game.
Come on,
man.
Got to get him to a game. All right, when we come back, we'll have another round of texts and calls, 615-737-1025, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Just getting ready for the big two-barrel action tonight. Predators and Titans going on at the same time. Stay tuned. We're coming back. Counting down. 2 o'clock. We'll turn it over to Jared and company. Big games tonight. Predators, Islanders from where we are at Bridgestone Arena, Barrel House, Max Herz. Pre-game starting at 6. Pete Weber, Jay Moore on the call tonight. At 7. And then, of course, tonight, the Packers and the Titans from Lambeau Field. So we're just kicking back. We're taking your questions on the text line, 615-737-1025. Don't do this very often. We're getting some really fun texts today. Uh-huh. Here's one, sort of random. Derek, this is from Andrew. What's the hardest hit you ever took in the NFL?
The hardest hit I ever took in the NFL. Wow. Man. I know it was on a punt return. And I got knocked clean out. It was at the old Baltimore Ravens, the old stadium.
Memorial Stadium.
Memorial Stadium, yes. It was the rookie year or the second year? It was the second year because I think rookie year we played them in Memphis, if I can recall. But I think it was my second year.
Then, were they in the division? I'm trying to remember before they realigned.
They were in the division. With Pittsburgh, it was us, Pittsburgh, Indy. It was like seven teams.
Yeah.
Seven, eight teams in the division. And the guy's name was Benny Thompson. Now, I'll never forget that name. Boy, Benny Thompson ran through me like I was a wet piece of paper.
So he knocked you out.
Yes. Just pow.
Is that the only time you ever got knocked out?
Clean like that? Yeah. Like he knocked me complete out. Like I was like, what happened?
Did I'm you lose the ball? Line.
Yeah, I lost the ball.
Oh, no.
Well, the ball lost me.
Okay, so what is that like? So the first thing you remembered afterwards was they were asking you, you did not remember what happened?
I remember them coming out. I remember when they were on, like, above me. The training staff was over above me trying to make sure I was okay. But before that, I didn't remember anything. I didn't remember catching it. Didn't remember parts of the game. I got back on the sideline. I'm asking Joey, like, what happened? He was like, "Dog, you got knocked out." I'm like, "Wow." They're like, "This okay? What month is it? You know, when's your birthday? Yada yada yada." I went back in the game later on that day. I'm thinking about it now. It's
different
funny
times.
Now. It
yeah.
was just a different time back then. It was a different time, man.
Now Taylor comes up with this. What's this talk about Downing up for a head coaching job? Maybe you already discussed this, but if you can explain, that would be awesome. I don't know anything about that. I'm going to go back to the Floyd Reese thing that he would get. He used to come on our show when he was the GM every Friday, and at some point, every now and then, he'd get a call about, "Hey, what about this job, Floyd?" He would always have the same answer. He goes, "I'm trying to keep my seat warm here." Like he would always say the same thing. I feel like that's Todd Downing right now. He's got to keep his seat warm where he is. I don't know anything about a head coaching job.
Yeah, me either. I saw something to that effect, but I looked at it quickly. I'm like, nah, this is not real. This is not a reputable
Yeah, if somebody
thing.
Can fill
and
in the gaps,
I kind of went by it. But I saw it and kind of went by it, and I'm like, who in the hell in their right mind would give him a head coaching job after after they've seen what he's – hasn't done the last year and a half, 2 years here with the Titans. I don't know how you get a head coaching job. So I went by it. Now, if it said Shane Bowen on there,
Might
I would have stopped and
sense.
Read it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, Downey, no, I'm not stopping to read that.
615-737-1025, our call and text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Kyle in New York, you can't ignore Christian Watson, but I don't think the Titans should game plan around him. I doubt Green Bay is planning around NWI after that game last week.
Exactly. It's the same thing.
Fair point.
I mean, he got a point there.
While we're on random question day, Will says, "Hey, Willie, I was at Vanderbilt 2 years ahead of you. I saw your college stats." I don't know. 2.5 points per game, 5 minutes or whatever it was. Not making fun, I promise. Very few who listen to the program play D1 sports. Much less two D1 sports. Here's my question. What were your high school senior year stats? Hey, okay, now we're talking. By the way, he gives me way too much credit. 2.5 points a game. It was actually 1.7.
Was it?
Yeah, 1.7. I hit double digits 3 times, though, D-Man.
Hey, as long as you got double digits in
three
the collegiate
times.
Game,
yeah.
That's, hey.
I did get that one start at Memorial Gym, though, where you got your name announced. I guess I was junior. A junior from Maitland, Florida, number 21. I was like, oh, I got it now.
Felt good.
Yeah,
dude.
About four guys had to get hurt for me to start, but I did get to start the one game. But in high school, I could play a little bit. I averaged over 20 a game in high school. I was when I left my high school at Winter Park in Florida, I was the all-time leading scorer.
Oh, snap, Willie.
Now, Austin Rivers is – broken my record since then. But, you know.
So you're number two.
No shame in that.
Yeah. I mean,
no,
he's in the NBA.
I might be down to number four or five now. See, they come in. I couldn't play until I was in 10th grade.
Oh, okay.
They have, you know, Austin Rivers played 4 years. So he blew away
my
stats. Yeah. So I'm sliding down for sure. But thanks for the shout out, Will. I appreciate it.
Hey,
okay.
We all need love.
Yeah. A little pump up there. Now I feel pretty good. All right. Next up, Viking Matt. Tighten up. Sincerely, Viking Matt. Can we trust Viking Matt really wants that?
Nah, not really. The name says it all.
See, I
Viking
think he's
Matt.
Thinking the Vikings get to the Super Bowl, they could beat the Titans. I think that's what Viking
Matt
thinks.
He's saying that because they're in the same division, you know, Vikings and Green Bay, if Green Bay loses, that put them further behind. But Green Bay, no matter what, if they win, they're not catching the Minnesota Vikings. That team's pretty good. And Kirk Cousins, everybody's waiting for Kirk Cousins to have that sort of Kirk Cousins day, and he hasn't had it.
Joe asks, when both teams are playing, does Bridgestone ever play the Titans game during the intermissions on the Jumbotron? I don't think they'll do it tonight. They did put the playoff game last year, which was going on leading up to it. They put it on the Jumbotron and opened the doors early so fans could see it. The game will be, I'm sure, on a lot of the TVs out in the concourse. I don't think they'll put it on the Jumbotron during intermission. That's just my guess. Maybe a clip or so. They might show a highlight or two. I've seen them do that before, but good question, Joe. Next up, Willie, tell D-Mace Wendy Moten. She's been compared to Whitney Houston all of her singing career. If you don't know, just look her up, and trust me, Y'all not ready, he said. Or y'all ain't ready. Tell D-Mace it's Bud Clyde the Glide, not Drexler, his Spartan teammate. Two-dub, Rob's uncle.
Yes. Uh-oh. Yes, I know exactly who that is. I need to look that up then.
Wendy Moten.
Yeah, I need to look that up. Because he's right. I don't know, you know.
Okay, but do you – now
– Two-dub, the late Two-dub, friend of mine passed away, teammate of mine passed away last year. So he was older than I was. Two years above me, I believe. Yeah, at Michigan State.
All right, good stuff. All right, let's take our final break. When we come back, we'll throw a trivia question into the mix that you'll call to win. You got a call on that. We've got a lot of people texting in questions about tonight's games, Predators and or Titans and or music. 615-737-1025. Jump on in there for one more round before we wrap things up from here at Barrel House. Predators and Islanders tonight. And then Saturday, it'll be a big game with the Tampa Bay Lightning coming into town. So a lot of home games coming up around the Thanksgiving holidays. Stay tuned. Coming back with more, 615-737-1025. This is 1025 The Game. All right, you hear that song, you know it's the final segment of the show. Stillman & Company coming up at 2 o'clock. We'll have our special show. D-Mace, you'll be heading down for a little NFL coverage leading up to the Lambeau game.
Yes, I will.
That starts at 4 today?
At 4 o'clock. We usually do it 2.5 hours before the Titans kick off. So we will be down at Twin Peaks in Cool Springs, Caroline and I. Chris may join us, I believe, because they're practicing. They have a game this week, I believe, against Macaulay, if I'm not
It's a big one.
Yeah, big one at NBA. So Coach Chris will be there. But we'll hold down a fort, Caroline and I, at Twin Peaks and Cool Springs today.
Great
at 4
stuff.
O'clock.
So 4 to 6, the NFL coverage. And then at 6 o'clock, back here right where we're sitting at Barrel House, Max Herz will take over for Predators Islanders coverage. So we're doing it all. We've been taking a lot of your phone calls and texts. Time to throw a little trivia question in there. And as we mentioned, we're giving away tickets to a game coming up on November the 25th. It's part of a doubleheader. Mm-hmm. Predators game and then a college hockey game. It is Northeastern against Western Michigan. So a little Predators question here with a college flavor. John Hines and Dante Fabro both played college hockey at this program. And it's the arch rival of Northeastern. I'll throw that in there. 615-737-1025. You must call. You cannot text the answer in. And watch. 5 seconds. Somebody's going to text the answer in. But you can't win if you text. You can flex, but you can't win the tickets. If you want to win the tickets, call 615-737-1025. Where did Coach John Hines and defenseman Dante Fabro play their college hockey? It was at the arch rival of Northeastern.
I know.
In fact, John Hines' sister went to Northeastern.
Ah.
So they're a little rivalry within the household, in the Hines household.
Exactly.
All right. Let's get back to the text. We've got some good ones down the stretch here. Let's see. The Todd Downing head coaching thing came from Tom Pelissero. Young coaches to watch for the next coaching cycle. So it was more of a general thing and not
Tom,
specific.
Listen, have you watched – this offense over the last 2 years, have you watched it beside Derrick Henry? If I'm watching this offense over the last 2 years and I'm taking away the run game, there's no way in hell I'm hiring Todd Downing to be my head coach. I'm not doing it. Just not doing it. Nope. Can't do it. Won't do it.
Okay. So you need to see more.
Yeah, I need to see more.
Like that.
Before he gets on a list, yeah.
All right, Cole throws this out there. D-Mace and Willie, what's the best environment you've ever played or watched a game in, regardless of the sport? Now, the Stanley Cup Final here, I'm going to say I'm biased. So that's got to be in there in terms of watching. I'll answer it where I played, okay? I know mine off the top of my head, and I'm also going to put aside Memorial Gym when it's rocking, because once upon a time, that place was as good as any. Got to get that back, that Memorial magic. Get people there. Hopefully Coach Stackhouse will get it going. So how would you answer that? Let's say ever played. Best environment you ever played
in? Best environment I've ever played in.
Regardless of sport.
regardless of sport, gosh, it would have to be the Super Bowl, but I was so young, man, I didn't take it all in. But, you know, it would have to, that atmosphere in a Super Bowl, because, you know, watching it for so long and then you get an opportunity to play and you see how much energy, or you feel how much energy is in that building. So for me playing, it had to be the Super Bowl. But for me watching, I went to the Rose Bowl when Michigan State played Stanford. The year before, I think they went to the championship game. It was the year before when they went to college football playoffs. So the year before, year after, it might have been the year before. And that, I mean, the Rose Bowl was rocking. And it came down to like this one, this epic play. It was fourth and one, fourth and inches, and Stanford had the ball. Stanford gets the first down. They could, you know, continue to move the ball down the field and try to kick a field goal to win. Fourth and inches, Michigan State gets the stop. That whole place just erupted. I mean, it was like, wow, I just felt the goosebumps going through my body at that time. So that's probably the biggest atmosphere.
I've never been to the Rose Bowl, but that, to me, on TV, just the way that bowl, it truly is a bowl. When it's full for a Rose Bowl, that is one of the coolest looking places to watch it on TV. I remember as a kid going, wow, wouldn't that be a great place to go
see
a
you
game?
Want, like, watching,
they had the Super
watching
Bowl
the
there
Rose
a bunch
Bowl
of times.
Was like, as a high school student, it's like, man, I want to go to USC. I want to play in the Rose Bowl, you know?
Yeah. So the best one for me, I'm going to say, and it does, they don't play there anymore, but the arena that Arkansas had before they built Bud Walton Arena, which is a huge palace, they played in a place called Barnhill Arena. Unlike anything I've ever seen before. Bleachers straight up on both sides. Not a big end zone on either side, but that was the loudest place I've ever seen. They were so good. And this was when they had Todd Day, Lee Mayberry, Oliver Miller.
Yes.
40 Minutes of Hell, Nolan Richardson.
That team
full
was
throttle.
Good.
Full
that
throttle.
Team was good.
They just came into the SEC.
Uh-huh.
We got to play them early in the season. Woo! It didn't go well. We had a good team. They smashed us, but you know, we ended up getting to the NCAA tournament, but they were coming off a Final Four. That was unbelievable, that environment. They got there hours before the game. They took the Vanderbilt media guides. They went through and looked at all of our bios, and they heckled us. They heckled us, and then that was just to go shoot around. You know, that's way before. Then we go back in the locker room. Then you come out, and the band's playing. They are cranking up the band. The band is on the court. We can't even do a layup line without getting in the tuba section. Like, I thought, you know, if we wanted to, we could have thrown some passes and, like, hit tuba players and knock instruments. They didn't care. They were on the court. Like, are you guys going to let us warm up? They did not move an inch.
Hey, man, that's the type of environment y'all were in.
I know.
Hostile.
They had it, but the band was awesome. It controlled the crowd, and they had this meter that would show how loud the decibels and the lights would go up every time it would go up. And so you knew that thing was going to get all the way
they
to the top.
They were cranking
the
for
lights.
The red or the green. They were cranking for it.
They did an amazing job back then. And, you know, it's one of those things where you lose something when you move into a new building. The new building is great. It's state of the art and all that stuff. But you kind of lose that flavor.
Yeah.
It's like Cameron Indoor. Duke, it's got a special place.
Exactly.
Right? That's why they'll never leave Cameron Indoor.
Can't do it.
You can't do it. And I wonder if Arkansas fans that go back a ways miss those days. I'll bet they do.
I'm sure they do.
All right, let's see what else we got before we get out of here. Let's see. Oh, well, Joe says, what about he's? I've never heard anybody say it this way. They usually say Music City Miracle. Adelphia Coliseum when we beat the Bills on the kickoff. I think he means Music City Miracle.
Yes, he means Music City Miracle.
All right. Well, D-Mace, I know, save your strength because you still got a couple more hours to break down Titans and the Packers, but this has been fun this last hour, and so we are getting ready to pass the baton here.
Yes, we are. We're going to pass it over to Jared and company.
Yep.
You know, hopefully the Titans can pull out a win as well as the Nashville Predators.
That would be a nice thing, a little sweep tonight. So we've got Jared coming on at 2. 4 o'clock, Caroline and D-Mace from Twin Peaks. Then at 6 o'clock back here at Barrel House, Max Hurst takes over Predators and Islanders at 7. It's all coming your way here on 102.5 The Game. We'll break it all down for you tomorrow starting at 10 o'clock.
We out.